Women's E-News, weekly summary of news about women, women's issues, and from women's perspectives. From the weekly Cheers and Jeers column of October 25, 2008, I'm Ana Maria Roque. Starting with the good news, Cheers! Chinchilla announces candidacy for the Costa Rica elections. Former Vice President Laura Chinchilla of Costa Rica announced her candidacy for the presidency of the 2010 elections. If elected, she will be the first female head of the state in Costa Rica. Current President Oscar Arias said that he prefers to hand over the presidency to a woman. Chinchilla resigned as his vice president in order to be eligible as a candidate for the National Liberation Party under Costa Rican electoral laws. A 1996 law requires parties to field at least 40% female candidates for parliamentary election, and 38% of the parliamentary seats are currently held by women. More news to cheer this week. Reuters reports that the British government has proposed increasing women's access to full state pensions, including those who care for children or relatives. Only one-third of the British women are currently eligible for full pension because they have not contributed to the system for the required 39 years. Under the new proposal, women will be allowed to buy back up to 12 years and contribute payments in order to reduce the retirement gender gap. Women's rights activists in Egypt applauded the sentencing of a man for sex assault after he groped a 27-year-old woman on the street. The court ruling signals a cultural change in addressing harassment. Police initially refused to register the woman's complaint until she brought the perpetrator directly to the station. The man received a fine and a 3-year prison term with hard labor. Earlier this month, a mob of 150 men harassed women in a Cairo neighborhood, spurring demands that penalties be stiffened to reduce the widespread harassment of women. Two Methodist women who opposed the official church policy that regards the practice of homosexuality as incompatible with Christian teachings were ordained during a ceremony organized by the Church Within a Church movement in Baltimore. Morocco's Interior Minister, Chakib Ben Moussa, announced that financial incentives will be offered to political parties that field the most female candidates in the June 12, 2009 local elections. An Argentine journalist network has proposed 10 commitments for coverage of gender-based crimes. The document that is to be released on November 25th includes using terms such as femicide to describe murders of women rather than crimes of passion. The document will be made public on November 25th, which is International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women. Johnson & Johnson, the world's largest maker of healthcare products, paid $68 million to settle thousands of complaints from women who used the Ortho Ephra birth control patch. Complaints blamed the patch for the death of 20 women and 4,000 others having suffered side effects. More than 5 million women have been using the patch since 2002. Members of the British group Feminists Fight Back chained themselves on October 20th to the Department of Health building in London to pressure officials to legalize abortion in Northern Ireland. The province is the only part of the UK where abortion is illegal. Now for the downside of news. Cheers! Black women face cancer disparity. African American women, including those with health insurance, are more likely to die from breast cancer because they have less access to breast cancer treatment facilities. Studies over the past few years have increasingly shown disparities in breast cancer treatments and death rates for women of color. Breast cancer deaths in Chicago rose dramatically last year, and black women are now twice as likely to die from the disease as white women. Latinas weren't part of this latest study, but their death rates are probably on par with African Americans, said Stephen Whitman, director of the Sinai Urban Health Institute. He also said that black women's death rates have not dropped in 25 years. More news to Jir this week. According to the Human Rights Watch, Los Angeles Police Department hasn't used its $4 million in federal grants to process evidence from rape kits. The group says that the police has failed to comply with state laws and the number of untested rape kits is growing. The U.S. Supreme Court has refused to hear Tori Bowen's lawsuit challenging the decision of a Nebraska judge who ordered that she not use the words rape and victim in her testimony against the man who sexually assaulted her. The criminal case has resulted in a mistrial twice. Two women appointed as ministers in Kuwait took heat from a conservative panel for not wearing the Islamic hijab to cover their heads. The panel contested the appointments of Nuria Al-Sibi and Muthi Al-Hamout based on the country's law, which requires women to abide by Islamic regulations while voting or contesting the elections. The Democratic League of Women's Rights found that in Morocco, marriages of minors under the age of 18 have increased 28% between 2006 and 2007. They have increased by 50% in rural areas. The group blamed judges' extensive powers to grant waivers for the increase in underage marriages. The London Telegraph reports that Malaysia's National Fatwa Council has banned women from wearing men's clothing and lesbians from having sexual relationships. An 11-year-old Indian girl suffered 90% burns after she was set ablaze with kerosene by a relative who said that he was enraged by the clothes and lipstick she wore. The girl's father wrote in his police statement that his daughter was set afire because she resisted the relative's harassment. A 43-year-old Japanese piano teacher was jailed after the murdering of the MapleStory virtual character of her ex-husband because he had suddenly divorced her online. The web-based game is similar to Second Life. The woman has been charged with illegal accessing of a computer and manipulating of electronic data. If convicted, she faces a 5-year prison term or $5,000 fine. These news briefs were compiled by Yulia Anglehescu. Rita Henley-Jensen is the editor-in-chief. Background music is by Joan Hickley. This production of Women's E-News is brought to you by VP Foundation and Yin Radio. This column and more news about women can be found at the Women's E-News website, womensenews.org. For Yin Radio, I'm Anna Maria Roque.